You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Trees, mountains, a curious kereru. It's time for the Green Desk with Connor Mercer on 95BFM.
That's right. This week on The Green Desk, Connor Mercer speaks with Caitlin Carew from Forest and Bird. The last survey season has seen the population of yellow-eyed penguins' nests halve on the sanctuary island of Whenuahoe. Connor started by asking her to explain the alarming observations on the protected island.
So over the last year, there's been a decline, and that decline's been happening year on year for about the last 10 to 12 years. So that's really worrying. This has been the worst breeding year for hoiho on record, and that has replaced the previous year as being the worst year. So things are pretty dire. And what's of particular concern is that there are a few certain sites where the crash has been really dramatic. So on Whenuahoe, which is also known as Codfish Island, it's just off the coast of Stewart Island, the numbers have crashed by about 50%, and that's really worrying. So, you know, we can be pretty clear that this is about birds being lost at sea, because Whenuahoe is a predator-free island, so there's nothing on land that is going to cause this dramatic decline. So most likely cause that researchers are pointing to is set netting. And so set nets are like really fine walls of mesh that the birds can't see when they're diving, and they become tangled and they drown. So that's really worrying, and we're calling for an immediate set of actions to reduce the impact of set nets on penguins.
So Whenuahoe is a predator-free sanctuary island, like you're saying. What kind of restrictions on fishing around this environment are there?
There's not much. There's no marine reserves around there. So there's nowhere where the penguins are protected. There's an active set netting fishery in Fovo Strait. And so where these birds are going out foraging, you know, they're out all day foraging for their chicks, and they are going into an active set netting area. So that's just, you know, those two things just don't mix. You know, we need to have some areas that are protected just for penguins to actually forage and feed. And it may also mean that we need to close set netting in certain areas.
Now, you've written to the Minister of Conservation. What are you actually asking for, and have you heard back?
No, we haven't. We have asked for the government to urgently bring all stakeholders together. You know, we need a lot of players around the table here. We need ourselves, we need the Department of Conservation, the Ministry of Primary Industries, who actually manage fisheries. We need Ngāi Tahu, because we know that yellow-eyed penguins are a taonga species for Ngāi Tahu. We need scientists that are working on this, and we need to have those really urgent conversations. What can we do? What's going to make a meaningful difference to these penguins? And actually to roll out those things really quickly. You know, we have heard just in the last couple of days that MPI have said that they are going to step up monitoring in that area. So that's a positive first step. But we want to know, so, you know, does that mean that all those boats are going to have observers on them? Because at the moment, only about 3% of set netting boats have MPI observers, and that's just not good enough.
Well, more than that, if I'm correct, the 3% of boats that there are MPI observers on also correlates to the amount of boats that are reporting penguin deaths. So
are we
suggesting that the remaining 97% of the boats are not being as active in reporting penguin casualties as they could be?
I think it's safe to assume that. I mean, it kind of beggars belief that the only bycatch, the only deaths of penguins that are happening are on those boats that have observers. So it stands to reason that there's a lot more sort of unreported deaths going on out there. You know, for whatever reason, we need those independent observers.
The hoiho is a bird of national significance. It's on the $5 note, for example.
Exactly.
Do you think people are aware of the situation of declining numbers to the point where we have a sanctuary island where the population has halved in one season?
Look, you know, we're just trying to really get this out there as much as possible, because, you know, public pressure can have a really important part to play here. The government needs to know that people are watching them, that people care about this bird, and that they want urgent action.
So apart from on Whenua Hau, where the population has halved, the trends that we're looking at so far indicate that further south than Dunedin, populations are also dwindling. I mean, there's 10% less nests in the Catlins this year. We're down 6% on the South Island eastern coast. What are these trends being pushed by? And why are the populations further north of Dunedin maybe maintaining a bit more?
It's hard to say. I'm not a scientist, but it does seem to be that there's a whole lot of threats facing Hoiho right now. You know, they just can't win. They're being drowned in fishing nets when they go out foraging. We know that climate change is affecting them because that's affecting ocean trends and the availability of their food. They're susceptible to disease. They're susceptible to predation. And they're susceptible also to being startled by humans. So in places like Dunedin, where there are places where people can go and see these birds, you know, sometimes that behaviour isn't always as it should be. Yeah, so they are susceptible to a whole range of human impacts, which is why, you know, further south, but they're also on the sub-Antarctic islands, it may be that those are the only populations that actually survive. Like researchers are saying that they could become extinct on the mainland because of this whole raft of threats.
It would be a sad day to see that. How can people get better involved this summer and help with what you guys are doing and trying to achieve some awareness and protection for the Hoiho?
I think it's really important that the government hears from people, like the Minister of Conservation and the Minister of Fisheries. You know, they could do it some emails to put pressure on them to take urgent action. Just talking to people, raising awareness via social media, you know, sharing these articles that are going around. Forest and Bird is an active advocate for Hoiho and other threatened species, and so we are always seeking donations to help us with our work. And for those people that are lucky enough to live close to Hoiho, down in Dunedin and in Southland and in the Catlins, just be really careful around these birds when you see them, because they are, you know, they can become stressed with human contact. It would be an absolute tragedy if we lose these birds from the mainland. Like you say, they're on our $5 note. They are really iconic, and they are the world's rarest penguin. We're so lucky to have them here in our midst, and we need to take better care of them.
The Wire.
Sitting on the beach watching transnational criminal scum neoliberal filth.
You've been listening to The Green Desk with Connor Mercer on 95 BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.